Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Tuesday, May 21st. PFF, Pro Football Focus, they just dropped their top 25 players under 25. And yes, your boy Trevor Lawrence, he is very, very high on that list, as he should be. We're going to talk about it here today. Obviously, OTA number one in the books. We did our recap of that. You can go check it out on the channel as well. But here we're going to talk about Trevor Lawrence, his ranking, why he's ranked so highly, and kind of talk about the contract situation as well, because that's a hot topic in the news cycle these days. So we're going to get into it here today. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear like the hat I am wearing right now. Become a channel member here on YouTube. Really appreciate all the channel members out there, help supporting what we do. You can get access to some cool perks, including discounts at jenjag.com, some other fun stuff. Check it out. Links in the description below. So, Zoltán Boudé, hopefully I'm pronouncing that name correctly, of Pro Football Focus ranked the top 25 players under 25. And Trevor Lawrence, he came in at third overall, behind only Penei Sewell and Sauce Gardner, two really damn good football players. So you're not going to catch any flack from me there. Obviously, quarterback is the more important position out of tackle and corner, the position that can elevate the team the most. But I get if you're just ranking players, how good they are at their position specifically, why you would have Sewell and Sauce Gardner ahead of Trevor Lawrence. So Zoltán wrote, many might call Lawrence's 2023 season a disappointment, especially considering preseason expectations. However, he earned the highest overall grade of his career in 2023 and, during the first part of the season, demonstrated why the Jaguars selected him with the first overall pick 3 years ago. Lawrence's 88.1 overall grade after 13 weeks last year ranked fifth among all quarterbacks in the NFL. So, he's absolutely right. Like, when Trevor Lawrence was healthy in 2023, he was awesome. Like, that was following up what he did in 2022, which was literally leading his team to the playoffs after a really rough start. Like, he put the team on his back down the stretch. He put on the Superman cape. They had some insanely explosive offensive performances. Maybe the coolest comeback in the playoffs ever, right? If you were at that game, I mean, you know how awesome that was, right? And he did enough to put the Jaguars in position to beat the Chiefs in Arrowhead in the playoffs in January. Some issues happened around him a little bit there. But Trevor Lawrence's playmaking, it's insane. He's awesome within the pocket, great outside the pocket, can run the football for you as well. One of, if not the best deep passers in football in 2023. He was awesome throwing the football down the field. He was playing as well as he was despite all the drops. And I think the Jaguars were second in the league in EPA lost off of wide receiver drops despite mediocre offensive line play. Because look, the Jaguars offensive line, it was not atrocious early in the season. Before all the injuries kind of took place on the left side, it was okay. But like Tyler Shatley was not playing great football at left guard. Luke Fortner certainly was not playing great football at center. You know, Walker Little, before he got injured, he was playing well at left tackle. And then Cam Robinson, obviously, when he came back. And on the right side, I think things were going well, especially in pass protection. But you had two of your five offensive linemen playing subpar, even before the injuries kind of took place. You know, this is despite all the times where receivers were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Not going to name any names, but we all saw that last year quite often. And despite not having any consistency in the run game, I know people want to blame a lot of what happened last year on Press Taylor. To me, it was much more about the offensive line play injuries than it was about Press Taylor. I think that the play on the field is what limited Press Taylor as a play caller more than anything else. I still think Doug Peterson should be the play caller, and I think he will be. At least a lot more hands-on in 2024 than he was in 2023. Part of that is I don't think he has to babysit on defense anymore. So I think folks that are down on Trevor Lawrence are legitimately just letting an injury plague stretch for Lawrence and for the team around him trick themselves into the idea that Trevor Lawrence isn't about to have an insane year four, isn't about to have an awesome rest of his career. Because everything you've seen on the field, you know, since midway through 2022, until he got hurt last year and until the rest of the team fell apart around him, has been awesome play from Trevor Lawrence. It really has. I'm thankful the Jaguars don't feel this way. Like, I'm thankful the Jaguars aren't sitting here saying, well, he really needs to prove it. Like, this dude has proved it. He has been an elevator for the team around him. The Jaguars roster in 2022 probably did not look like a roster that should have taken the Chiefs to the brink, but they did. Mostly because Trevor Lawrence was awesome, right? He's about to get paid over $50 million per year this offseason. You know, Jeremy Fowler reported that he is going to get paid, you know, above the $50 million per year threshold. He's probably going to be maybe the next quarterback that gets a big contract. And boy, does he deserve it. Like, he absolutely does. I know folks get nervous, you know, after the rookie contract for quarterbacks, it's harder to build a winner around them from a salary cap standpoint. But the beauty of the Jaguars situation with having a franchise quarterback, with having to pay that franchise quarterback, is that the Jaguars owner, Shad Khan, who gets a lot of flack, sometimes fair, will allow the front office, will allow Trent Baalke and Ethan Waugh and the rest of that front office to restructure and move money around on Trevor Lawrence every single offseason. Because Shad Khan's checkbook is always open for the Jacksonville Jaguars, off the field and on the field.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And it'll be a good idea to move money around because you want Lawrence here long term. It gets sketchy when you're moving money around and massaging the cap every year when you're doing it for players that you're probably not going to have in a couple years. But when you're doing it for a star, for a franchise quarterback that you want to be playing here for the next 10 plus years, that's when it makes sense. And that's when you can really build around your quarterback. You've seen the Chiefs do it. You've seen other teams do it that are willing to move money around pretty much every offseason for the quarterback. They can still sign the guys they need. Now, you obviously have to draft well. And I think Trent Baalke, outside of the first round, it's still kind of TBD how well he's drafted. He's definitely had some hits. I mean, 2021 was a fantastic draft class overall, in my opinion. I think 2022, 2023, 2024, they have a lot to prove. But there's guys that have talent that can prove that Trent Baalke's done a decent job drafting. We'll see how it plays out. Now, I have seen some suggest, I know Dan Orlovsky was talking about it, Trevor Lawrence should wait until after the 2024 season for a new deal. And like, he certainly could earn more. I think if he waited till after the season, he'd probably be making over $60 million per year. But I believe he's already going to be in the $55 million range. Like, there's no way you can tell me that Trevor Lawrence should not get the payday that Jared Goff just got. I think he's going to be in the Joe Burrow, range. Around $55 million per year with an insane amount of guarantees. So why not just get it done now? I mean, and even though you could analyze it that way and say he should wait, it seems like Trevor Lawrence wants to get the deal done. It seems like his representation wants to get the deal done. Trent Baalke wants the deal done. Doug Peterson talked about it yesterday. He wants the deal done so everybody can just move on and play football and not have that hanging over them. So yeah, the Jags want to get it done. Trevor Lawrence wants to get it done. I love it. Now, I still don't think Trent Baalke's process is always sound. We've talked about that a lot. I still don't know that he can build a real Super Bowl caliber roster around Trevor Lawrence again once the limitations start after a rookie contract is over. But I wouldn't put it past Trevor Lawrence carrying a good overall roster all the way to the game in February. I really would not. And Trent Baalke, again, despite some process issues, in my opinion, he has put together a good roster. Credit where it's due. The results overall are good. Like, this is a good roster. I think Jags fans, all of y'all out there, you should be thankful for this young man. Be thankful for Trevor Lawrence. And now there is even more talent and depth at receiver, right? I know you lost Calvin Ridley. He was pretty damn inconsistent last year, despite having some really nice performances. But you've got Christian Kirk, Evan Ingram, Gabe Davis, Brian Thomas Jr., Travis Etienne. These are your top playmakers on offense. People can say the offensive line isn't good enough, and they certainly do need to prove that they can be better. But the talent is there from left to right, from top to bottom. It is. Like, Cam Robinson is a good starting left tackle in this league. Ezra Cleveland is a good starting left guard in this league. Mitch Morse is a very good starting center and a massive, massive upgrade over what you had last year. And then you talk about right guard Brandon Scherff, still an elite pass protector at guard. Anton Harrison, one of the best rookies last year at tackle, really good pass protector. and then the depth, they love Cooper Hodges. They brought back Tyler Shatley. I think Javon Foster is good depth at tackle. Walker Little is good, really good depth at tackle. Like, that's a starting caliber player from what you've seen when he's on the field. And then you talk about the fact that I think Walker Little can also potentially play guard for you when healthy, if there are injuries on the interior. I think the one place you don't feel great about the depth is maybe center. But, you know, Tyler Shatley is a pretty darn good backup center. I think he's actually potentially better at center than he is at guard. So we'll see how it plays out. Obviously, they still have faith in Luke Fortner. But that's neither here nor there. I think the offense, it really is built for success long-term and in the short-term. We're going to see how it plays out for the Jaguars. But again, I think Doug Peterson's going to be more hands-on. I think Trevor Lawrence is in line for a big, big season. And the defense is a lot more talented as well. I think the questions on defense are edge depth and is the top-end talent there at cornerback to really compete down the stretch, you know, in late January, early February. We're going to see how it all goes. But Trevor Lawrence, top three player on PFF's top 25, under 25, well-deserved, a guy that's about to get a bag from the Jacksonville Jaguars. Can't wait to see what the numbers come in at, and can't wait for that deal to get done again so we can all stop talking about it. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear like the hat I am wearing right now. We also have some teal Duval throwbacks available for pre-order through the end of today, Tuesday, May 21st. If you want to support the channel further, you can also become a channel member right here on YouTube. Y'all have a good one.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.